Parshas Ki Tetze Beis Tfila Tovshin Ein Vov Ki Tetze La Milchomo Aloi Vecho Unosonoi Hashem Eloi Kecho Biodecho Veshavisa Shivyoi. When you go out to war against your enemies, Hashem will give them in your hands. The Shavisa Shivyoi. And indeed you will capture what needs to be captured. Verisa Bashivyo Eshisifas Toyar. You'll find over there a beautiful lady. The Khoshaktaba Velokakta Khol Isha will take her for a wife. The Vesel Takbaisecho Vegilcha Es Raisha Vasisat Siporneo. Bring her to your home. The Sira Esina Shivyo Maleo should take off her dress. The Yoshwe Bisecho Uboxo Esavio Besimo Yerach Yomim. She'll cry for her mother and her father a month. Afterwards, you'll take her and be married to her. What are we referring to? Who are we fighting? Who are we winning? How do you fight? Says the Zohar. We like Zohars. And it says the Zohar, the Ivecha we're discussing over here is our enemy of all. Who is our biggest enemy? It's the Yetzer Hara. And against the Yetzer Hara, you have to kiteitzei la'milchoma. You have to instigate the war. Don't wait for the Yetzer Hara to attack you. Rather, attack him. Start the battle. Kiteitzei la'milchoma. You go out and wage war against the Yetzer Hara. If that's what you will do, you will win. Onasani Hashem Elokecha biyadecha. And says the Zohar, the Yerach Yomim is what's the month that she's crying for after you capture her? What's the month? You guessed. Elul. Says the Zohar, the Yerach Yomim she's crying for is Elul, which is the time to cry, for we reunite with HaKadosh Baruch Hu after Yom Kippur, when we get fully, after we get rid of all the Sinas Shivyo, we get rid of all the trash, then Oitzel Chol Isha, we can reunite with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the point is to wage war. Says the Chofetz Chaim, a person who has a partner, he has a business partner, and he discovers that his partner is cheating, he's stealing, he's taking clients for himself, he's siphoning out the bank account, it's been siphoned out to him. He's stealing your goods, your merchandise. What should you do? Teitzei la'milchoma. You wage war. You challenge your partner. What's it going to help? Chances are, the damage that has been done, is done. The theft they took, chances are, can't get back again. So what's the purpose? What's the purpose of challenging my partner? If it's not, what will be achieved? The answer is, at least from now on, he won't be able to cheat you so fast. So therefore, he takes the milchama. It could be what the damage that has been done is done. But at least from now on, will be strong. What are the tools do we fight? What are the weapons of this battle? What tanks do we use? What missiles? What planes? He takes it al Chomo. Obviously we're referring to the Torah. As Chazal tell us in Pogabo Manuvoze Moshe Beit HaMedrash. You meet the Yetzer Hara, put him into the Beit HaMedrash. Barasi Yetzer Hara, Barasi La Torah Tavlin. The Torah is the Tavlin It's the remedy for the Yetzer Hara. Which part of Torah should we be learning? So what we have, we now know the Torah is our tools, our weapons against the Yetzer Hara. What part of Torah should we learn? Zohar, of course. But besides Zohar and Rabbi Nachman, what else should we learn? Says the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Aleph Halacha Yud Beis. The Tavlin Yetzer Hara, who toichachas mamrei Chazal. It's reading what Chazal say. The toichacha, when they rebuke us, that is the Tavlin for the Yetzer Hara. Says the Ohr Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, in Igeres Gimel, he says the following: there is no obligation for Torah that applies to everyone. Torah is not something that everyone has to be doing. Nashim, women are part of Talmud Torah. People are busy. People who are working hard, people who are suffering, they can't be learning Torah. They're not chayav. But Limud HaMusar, he says, is a chiyuv mukaf al kol hanefashos. Achas lo nedar. No one is let off Musa, to learn Musa. Why? Because the Milchemes HaYetzer, everyone has to fight Milchemes HaYetzer. Everyone has to fight the Yetzer Hara. Man, woman, ill, sick, strong, weak. Everyone has to fight Yetzer Hara. Therefore, achas lo nedar, no one is relieved of the obligation to learn Musa. He says the following: what's the purpose of Musa? Is to remember what's our purpose of life, to ignite the heart, and to think, where are we going? What are we doing? And he says, the same way, can a person walk without legs? Can a person see without eyes? Likewise, it's not possible to fight the Yetzer Hara without Limud HaMusar. So that's what he says. So we learned, Ki Teitzei LaMelchama, wage war against the Yetzer Hara. Wage war against your partner, because he's cheating you right and left. So don't wait for you to see it, attack him, and you'll be successful. At the end of this week's parasha, we meet. Lo yelecha bekischa even vaeven v'doyla v'ktana. We're discussing the weights. Go to the store, there's a weight. You buy your goods, you buy your fruit, put on a scale, and there's a stone. It has a kilo on it. So don't have in your pocket even vaeven v'doyla v'ktana. Big and small. What does that mean? This is Rashi. Here's a merchant. Here's a shopkeeper. When he buys with the big stone. The big stone is really a kilo and a half. So when he's buying, he's getting the schoira, the merchandise. He says, I want a kilo. He's really getting a kilo and a half. But when you're selling, he sells with a ktano. So he's selling with a small one. It says a kilo, it's really only half a kilo. Even shleimah v'tzedek yelecha. Rather, you have to have a complete stone. Ki toyavas Hashem elokecha kol oseh eileh kol oseh ovel. Says the pasuk, because it's a toeva, it's an abomination. Whoever does these things, whoever does evil. Says the Kli Yakar, doesn't understand. When the Torah says, Evan Shlema, Shlema is to complete. Something missing, your mashlim. The Torah is telling us, the small stone have Eben Shlema. But what about the big stone? Why doesn't the Torah relate to the big stone to make it smaller, to the right size? Eben Shlema Yalacha. Number two. Ki toyavas Hashem Elokecha kol oitzeh ileh kol oitzeh ovel. The Torah emphasizes the toeva and the ones who and the doing evil. It seems to be that there's a toeva that's not ovel. There's toeva, abomination, and on that we have ovel. There's also an evil part to it. Ki toevas Hashem Elokecha kol oitzeh ileh kol oitzeh ovel. It seems to be two separate things. Why is that? And point number three, Shlomo HaMelech in Mishlei says, Even for even, Eifo veifo, Toevas Hashem gam shneihem. Says Shlomo HaMelech, the Hachocha Mikol Adam, he says you should know, Even for even, Gdoila vevtano, big and small, Toevas Hashem gam shneihem. You should know that both to'eva. And the question is, would I think differently? The guy's cheating. He has a small stone and a big stone. Why would I think that one is to'eva, the other one's not? So Shlomo, gam shneihem, you should know that both to'eva. Why would I think differently? The guy's he's cheating. He's a thief. Why do you have to tell me that they're both to'eva? Says the Kli Yakar, Abayisai, we're dealing with a very, very, very sly and cunning and clever thief. He's intellectual. He has a degree in theft. He's a professional. You know what this guy's doing? He has two stones. He has a ktana that's too small. And he has a gdoila. Do you know how big it is? How big is it? It's the right size. It's gdoila relative to the ktana. The gdoila is exactly the right size. And what's he doing? Our clever thief knows. If he sells everyone using the ktana, someone's going to pick up. Someone's going to go home and say, that's what it weighs. How could that be? Someone's going to check at home. They'll check at home, send out a message warning, Chevra, check your what you bought. Everyone's going to start checking. They'll be caught red-handed. What does our clever thief do? Most people sells with a gdoila. To some, he sells with a ktana. What's going to happen? If those ktana, they're going to check him out, they're going to come and challenge him. They'll say, me? Phone everyone up. Go and check by everyone else. You'll see, everyone else has the right amount. It must be by you it happened. It must be you had a hole in your bag. There's something wrong with your scales. Because the riot, my proof is, everyone else got the right amount. He's a clever guy. He has a gdoila and a ktana. That's how he can get away with it. Because he has a gdoila. One day, the inspector comes. Based in obligated, check out the midos. Check out the weights. The inspector comes. We want to see your scales. What did he says, what do you say? Of course, my sir. Thank you for coming. I'm happy you're checking me out. I want to show myself. What do you think he pulls out from under the counter? He has a gdoila. He's mamash a yashar. Exact mamash. Exact weight to the millionth of a gram. Milligram. Ah, he has a huge sign. Inspected. Tofshin, I involve. Up to Pesach, Tofshin, I zayin. Doesn't include any chometz. He has a huge sign. This guy is mamash mahadrim and mahadrim. Oh, now he continues when the specter leaves. From time to time, he pulls out his dano. So it comes out that this guy has a gdoila, but he's using the whole reason we have the gdoila is just a way to cheat. It's his cover up. Says the Torah, Eben Shleim Yelacha. All you have to fix up is the small one. But you should know, called Kitoya Vas Hashem Elokecha Koloi Seile Koloi Seovel. We asked, it's repetition. Is the Toiva without Ovel? Yes. The Ovel part is the Ktano. That's real evil. But the Gdoila is the Toiva. When you're coming with the truth, you have a real weight. It's a Toiva because you're using it to cover up, to enable you to get away with the Ovel. Says Shreina HaMelech. Says Shreina HaMelech. Even for even, Eifo veifo. Toeva Hashem gam shneim. They're both toeva. We ask, what's the chiddush? Would I thought differently? Yes, because Shem HaMelech is telling me, don't think just the Ktana is a toeva. Your Gdoila is also a toeva. Why is it toeva? It's the right size. Because you're using it as a cover up, to enable you to steal with the Ktana. The message for us is that the same thing with the Yetzer Hara. Our Yetzer Hara does exactly the same thing. Our Yetzer Hara knows if we're surprised with Averis all day, we won't tolerate it. We'll go and fight him. What does our Yetzer Hara do? He gives us mitzvahs. Oho! He has leilos, he has mitzvahs he gives us. There's a shul, there's a base medrash, there's mahadrin food. So we feel great. We feel ultra orthodox. We feel righteous. Ah. So now we relax. So the Torah stands our way. Noshen Hara Zahin, Bittel Torah there. Aver some kina. Sinner, Gaiva, he sends all sorts of things our way, but we're asleep. We're asleep because we think we're fine. We feel very righteous because we have these amazing mitzvahs. We have beautiful shul, so we're asleep. So that Sahara can now attack us and send us all sorts of averas. He takes el amalchama. Must never go to sleep. Always be attacking the Yetzer Hara. When a person has a partner, we discuss the partner who's cheating. But the con men, the most successful frauds, are people who they act properly. They're reliable. You check them out. They get your trust. They've been working hard at the office. They've been very loyal. You start to now you trust them. Oh, then they're active. The biggest con men are people who give. They're helping you. But why? Because they want you to fall asleep. They want you to shut down. They want you to trust them so they can get away with it. That's what the Torah does to us. And the answer is ki teisei la melchoma. Never stop. Never trust him. Don't be impressed with the mitzvahs he sends your way. Ki teisei la melchoma. Check yourself out always. Bezat Hashem, be successful with shavisa shivyai. Perchov Beis Pasuk Dalet. Vesire es chamor ochicha o shoyer neiflim baderech. Don't see your friend's donkey or ox falling on the way. Bisolamta mehem, and ignore them. Rather, hakem takim imay. Go and help to lift him up. The merchandise has fallen on the floor. You must help him to put them back on the donkey. But says the Torah, hakem takim imay. You must help him with him. Says Rashi, avim holach v'yoshav loy. If the owner went and sits at the side of the way, v'omar loy, hayar alecha mitzvah. Listen, man, you have a mitzvah. Im rotzisa ratin to'ein. If you want to, bakasha, potur. If the owner of the donkey says, look, listen, mister, you have a mitzvah to help. You have a mitzvah to help load up the donkey. Hakim tokim. So I'm going to sit back. I'm moichol my mitzvah. I want to give you the schus, the pleasure and the honor, the privilege of you to do the mitzvah. So I don't get in the way. Why? I don't want to take your mitzvah away. You have a mitzvah of Hakim tokim. I don't have the mitzvah. I'm the owner. So I'm going to sit back and I'm going to watch how you sweat and toil in doing the mitzvah of loading my donkey. Says the Torah, Imoy. Only if it's together. Don't expect to sit back and it happened by itself. We're going here to help you. But you have to want to help yourself. Says the Chabad Chaim, this is to be compared. A person who requests a loan. I need a loan. He approaches the rich man and says, can you lend me 1,000 rubles? He says, of course. Come to my office. 12 o'clock. Doesn't arrive. No. So he meets him and says, why didn't you give me the loan? The owner meets the usher, why didn't you give me the loan? He didn't show up. What do you expect? We get the Siyata Dishmaya, but we have to put our part. It says we daven in the tefillah, v'hoer einenu b'soyro secho. We daven for Kodesh Baruch Hu to enlighten our eyes with this Torah, this beautiful Torah. We want to understand the Torah. We want to enjoy the Torah. V'hoer, light it up. So we send the request up in heaven. In heaven, they sit on this and they decide, okay, you got it. Fine. So all the Siyata Dishmaya is waiting and Shemayin is watching how, okay, that you're going to get it. So they're watching how you're going to start learning what happens after davening. You rush out. You rush out, that's it. As Macha Shafta. When you daven for Hoyer Neinu B'Soyro Secho, if you don't give your time, start working. So what do you expect? Hakim tokim imay. If indeed you go ahead and do your part, then you get the Siyata Dishmaya. You can't expect to live your life the same way and not do anything, expect it all to come. And the Chofetz Chaim would explain the Mishnah in Oveis. The Mishnah in Oveis says, Hevi memayit ba'esek va'asek ba'Torah. Torah is important. You should be memayit ba'esek. Im bitalto min ha'Torah, yesh lecha betelim har benegdecha. If you're mevatel Torah, there are many betelim waiting for you. If you're memalto ba'Torah, yesh lo yischar har belitein lecha. He has much reward to give to you. Says the Chofetz Chaim, what does it mean, Schar Harbe? Well, he's going to get more than he deserves. What's Schar Harbe? What does it mean, Betelim Harbe, Negdecha? Says the Chofetz Chaim, a person's main purpose in life is Torah. Therefore, have you remembered Be'esek, Ba'asek Be'Torah? But a person has things to do, he has Parnasa, he has obligations, he has restrictions. It's called oynes. It's an oynes. Betzem, he recognizes his obligations, is limud haTorah. Just He has things he has to do. It's an oinas. And therefore, if that's the case, if it's an oinas, then yesh schar b'litan lecha, because you get schar not only for when you learn, but also when you don't learn, because you're just surviving, doing what you have to do in order you can do your ikar. So therefore, yesh schar b'litan lecha, he'll give you schar even for the times you're oinas, you're onus, because that's what you want to be doing. But if a person he's mevatel his Torah, not only does he lose the time he was mevatel, but betelim harbe knegdecha, because you lose all the other time as well. That you weren't learning, and you've lost your heter of oynes. So where does it happen? When a person is in his free time. In a person's free time, if we see over there, he's utilizing that time for Torah mitzvahs. So we see, oh, so that's really what you want to be doing. So the rest of the time, it's onus. Yes, tchah harbe. We'll give you tchah for all that time. It's like a worker. When he's working, he gets a salary. Even for the time he's not working, he's traveling for the work. He's eating. It's all part of the salary. It's part of the hours of work. So what we have to do, the things Hashem sent our way, so it's all part of the salary. So he gets half everything. But if a person in his free time, he wastes his time. So it's a gilu. It's not only did he lose that time he wasted, but it's a riot that all he did before, he can't claim oynes, because you don't really care enough. Therefore you got teilim harben egdecha, you get batala for that as well. In Perek Chof Dalet, Pasuk Yud, we meet Kisashe Bereacha Mashas Mu'uma. Someone owes you money, he has a collateral, Loitobel Beisa Labet Avoitoi, can't go to his home to take your mashkoin, stand outside and wait for him to give it to you. What does that mean? Mashas mu'uma. Says Rashi, mashas mu'uma choyv shel klum. It's a choyv shel klum. Don't worry about it. It's nothing. Don't make such a fuss. What does that mean? Choyv shel klum. I lent him 100,000 shekel. What do you mean? Choyv shel klum. How can you tell me it's a choyv shaklum? It's a lot of money, he owes me. Don't tell me it's a choyv shaklum. It's a lot of money. All my savings are there. I did him a favor. So how can you tell me it's a choyv shaklum? Says the Chofetz Chaim, look at Rashi in Parshas Mishpatim. In Parshas Mishpatim, Perek Chof Beis, it says over there, but Hashavas Avoit, you have to give back. If you take the collateral, you have to give it back to him, so you can sleep with it at night. Says Chazal over there, Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kama Tachayav Li. Every night, your neshama goes up to Shamayim and gives a din of cheshbon. What did you do? What do you owe me? And even though we owe Kodesh Baruch Hu so much, he gives it back to us. He goes back to, and Shoma goes to Shemayim. Even though we owe so much, we're very far from what we're supposed to be doing. We owe, there's so many more things we have to be doing. Hashem gives it back. So likewise, give him back his collateral. Therefore, so after Rambam, in Hilchos Deos, regarding the Kima, people take revenge. Says the Rambam, Roy lo le'odom, it's right for a person to use ma'avir amidoisav. Don't make a fuss. Etzel ha'mevinim, people who understand properly, everything is hevel va'avai. Ve'einon kedai ninkoim aleihem. if you really think in the proper perspective, in the proper context, if you really think what's the purpose of life, what are we here for, there's nothing worthwhile taking revenge, being noikem v'noiter. Therefore the Torah is telling us, you're very upset, he owes you money, but just remember what we owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Put things in the right context, and it's a mashas mu'uma, it's a choyv shel klum. That's what the Torah is teaching us. So when we have difficulties in our life, maybe the boss is being very difficult with us, maybe the other challenges coming our way, just remember what we owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem gives us life, Hashem gives us so many opportunities, and therefore the difficulties we can look at them as a choyv shel klum. We look at things the right way, appreciate the good things, appreciate the right things, and b'zad Hashem, Hashem will give us all the siyata d'shmaya. And the last point for today, we'll discuss the Ben Soyo Moira. And the Ben Soyo Moira is Ne'arag Hashem Soifoy. Why? Because he's the Ben Soyo Moira. He's eating so much and drinking so much, and we see what's going to happen. He's ready into heavy drugs. He started low, he's going up, and he has a tremendous need to get money. He starts off by stealing from his parents, then he's going to be, goes into crime, first of all light crime, now he's into heavy crime, ends up b'melastim esabriyos, he starts hijacking people. So let him die innocent, not die young. Rav Dessler brings in Michtav Melio, he brings from the, that he heard from the Ponovitcherov. The Ponovitcherov showed Rav Dessler the Yerushalmi. What the Yerushalmi adds, that this guy is going to start stealing. Menastem and Sabriyos, that's not enough. He's going to start killing people. When you start hijacking, you're into it, so you end up by killing people as well. That's not enough. There's something worse. There's something worse that will happen, and because of that we kill him. You know what that is? Says Yerushalmi, because so far the shakeach has Talmudai. Oy me the parshas drachim, o me lastim es apriyos, the so far the shakeach has Talmudai. Wowee. We kill him because he forgot Shnayim Oichzim Batalis. He can't remember. Is it Yachleku? Is it called Daling Var? He can't remember the aloch of Shnayim Oichzim Batalis. Is it Migul Oitzi? What Shmu do we make? Because Sefer Shekech is Talmudai. Therefore, he dies. Has this even a comparison to killing people and murdering? What does that mean? The pshat is, of course, killing is terrible. But as far off as the kid may be, if he has a connection to Torah, if there's a spark inside of Torah, it can be ignited. There's still a chance he can come back. But if Sefer Shekech has Talmudai, there's no hope. Therefore, that's how important Torah is. Torah is our connection to, as low a person may fall, he still has that spark. There's still hope for him to come back. And that's why it's so important to give the kids a geschmack in learning. They may be in Volozhin. They may be smoking on Shabbos and speaking and learning. But there's a spark there that could come back. But it shouldn't be a situation that Sefer Shekech is Talmudai. Meila, so Torah came Chayinu Shizoicha to be covetim in that Torah, to wage war with the Yetzahara. Don't sit back, don't fall asleep. He's there for you, he's cheating you right and left. He's providing you with mitzvahs. He has the heaven, you know, beautiful stones he's giving you. You feel so good, you feel so righteous, and he's cheating you right and left. you face Alav HaChomo, go and fight him by learning Musar and Cheshbon HaNefesh. And therefore, Shavizah Shivyoy. Our next year will be in 5 minutes. We'll discuss hair implants. We're discussing Lo Yilbash. How about scratching and taking off some goose pimples? Okay, you have to do that. How about dyeing your hair? You want to hide your age? Want a job interview? So you can dye your hair. Is that permitted? Is that also? Thank you very much.